morning. Start to a new week.
Mm-hmm.
Mark and Christy.
That's right. Good allergy week. For me.
I'm so sorry. I heard you walk in this morning. And I was like, oh, yeah, man, it's still a thing.
I like sneeze like 24/7. I'm the sneeze lady
it
now. But yeah, the pollen's everywhere. But we're going to make it through. It happens every year.
Okay. Press
through. We're going to make it through.
Okay.
And, but I will say this, you know, I want to pray for us this morning, especially about self-control.
Okay.
Because last night, my son and I, we do this little Devo type thing a few times a week. We read and just look at certain Bible verses and that sort of thing. And we're talking about fruit of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he had just had a baseball tournament this weekend. And so I'm reading about the fruit of the Spirit with him. We're talking about goodness, peace, joy, self-control, faithfulness.
Yeah, and sounds just like a baseball tournament.
Exactly. But that word self-control really stood out to Mama because, you know, it was a tight game and I'm trying to have self-control and not yell too cray-cray. And so we talked about that and it just reminded me, you know, we are everywhere we go and everything we do, we are to represent Jesus.
Yeah.
But in order to do that, we have to have that within us and be tapping into that on a regular basis. And the self-control thing really stood out. So that's what I want to pray for.
Okay.
Not just for me.
I think the rest of us can use it
too. But for all of us. And it's not just about baseball tournaments.
No.
It's about at your work.
Uh-huh.
It's about in your home. It's about, you know, some of us are caring for folks that are disabled and it's hard. Or it could be someone who's sick. Or maybe you're sick and you're trying to be patient with other people, you know, because you feel bad, you know. So there's just so many of us that really could use a little prayer in that area. So I would love to pray for that.
I would love for you to pray for that.
Lord Jesus, we just come to you. And we just, first of all, we thank you that you unite us with your Spirit. We thank you that you love us and your grace is just so abundant. And your mercies are made new every morning. So even when we do fail in the self-control area, you're right there to meet us where we're at and love us in the midst of it and give us a chance to start over.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just pray that for us this morning, just to have self-control and to exhibit your Spirit in everything that we do. And it's that simple. We just ask for that this week. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. The KLRC Morning Show with Mark and Christy.
90.9 KLRC.
Ready for some good news?
We are too.
Here's your positive difference story of the day. So this is pretty cool. So when Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders signed a proclamation earlier this month, making April Parkinson's Disease Awareness Month in the natural state, it was all because of an idea that was not proposed by lawmakers, but by students.
Students jumping in.
The idea initially came from a group of students along with Robert Killebrew, who's a social studies teacher from Harrisburg, whose father passed away from Parkinson's. So obviously it's an issue that really hits close to home. After the resolution was approved unanimously by the Arkansas Model House of Representatives and Arkansas Model State for students, they decided, no, we're taking this all the way to the governor's office. The teacher said the proclamation not only helps make Arkansans more aware of the disease, but also becomes an educational moment as well. And the students were excited to see it actually become reality when the governor signed it. Over 5,000 Arkansans are affected by Parkinson's, and they're hoping the proclamation will spread awareness to know the signs of the disease and also educate those who have family and friends that are affected.
Hmm.
I think that's awesome.
No, that's incredible.
And that they pushed it through, and to be able to think back and say, hey, remember that thing that we did back when we were school? It's like a law now. We helped make it happen.
Well, it's just a reminder. I think sometimes kids think, you know, well, we can't do anything. We're just kids. It's like, no, you absolutely can do something.
Yeah.
You can do a lot of things.
Including a governor proclamation, which is pretty awesome. So, well done, students. That is our positive different story of the day.
The KLRC Morning Show with Mark and Christy.
90.9 KLRC.
It's time for what we're looking forward to this week.
I am so pumped up!
All right, so here we are, Monday morning, getting ready to launch into a new week together. Mondays, we do a little something we call What You Looking Forward To as a way to start the week off with good positive perspective and think about, okay, God, what's at least one thing I can be thankful for, I can look forward to this week?
You know what? I'm thankful for the opportunity to get to learn, and we'll see where this goes. I'm not necessarily, I don't know, we'll see what happens, but to learn how to actually ride a motorcycle and learn all the rules and laws.
Oh, that's right. That's coming. Is that next Monday?
Yeah, it's a week from today. I'm going to be in class, but I've been taking this online class that you have to take. It's a little prerequisite before you enter into the actual class.
Yeah.
And we're going to practice riding. Like, they're going to put us on bikes.
Yeah.
Which would be really cool.
Folks at the Harley store.
Yeah, but last week, I went and got outfitted. I got me some gear. I got my helmet. I got some cool shoes. I even got some chaps. I got a cool jacket and gloves. So I keep thinking about those things and how I'm excited to wear those things.
even if you can't ride a bike.
Even if I can't ride a bike.
Look good, feel good.
Yeah, it's about walking up to the bike and getting on the bike with my cool gear.
Okay.
And so I'm excited to do all of that, and I'm 1 week away, and I just keep thinking about my gear.
Are you going to walk into class full decked out?
I think I should, even with my helmet on.
You don't drive until the second day, right? Isn't the first day?
Right. Yeah, but I'm still going to wear my gear.
Have your helmet on.
I'll be the only one in the class with all my gear on.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to that.
Well, I am now even more so looking forward to the pictures and the stories to come from next week.
It's going to be fun.
That is.
Yeah. What about you? What are you looking forward to? Do you have anything?
So we did it. We officially booked our 25th anniversary trip.
You did.
Yeah.
What was the final decision?
Costa Rica.
Okay.
Which, with an asterisk, Tiff was like, okay, she's all in on that. But all these other suggestions people gave us, like Banff and the Grand Canyon, you know, Caribbean places. We got 25 years to get to all those places too, right? And I'm like, okay, sure. we'll keep pressing on. We'll keep saving and see what we can get to. So we got our airline tickets and we got a place to stay. So now, in fact, we just started a little bit yesterday, but this week we're starting to do the, like, what do you want to do in Costa Rica?
Yeah.
And we're not so sure on the zip lining. Everybody keeps saying you got to go zip lining in the jungle. I'm like, I don't know.
I think you need to.
They have these swinging bridges that I'm like, that for sure I'll do.
Really?
Yeah. For some reason, that feels a lot safer to me than the zip lining.
Wow. So,
which probably is completely illogical.
Is your place near the rainforest? Because I know she wanted to see the rainforest.
Yes, like in the rainforest.
It's in the rainforest.
Yep. So,
and she wants to see a sloth.
Yeah, that was the thing. So we have to make sure we can see a sloth.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We're
Googling
some,
trying to learn to figure it out.
I don't know. I've seen some sloths in Northwest Arkansas. And other ways.
Especially in the interstate system.
Yeah, is that judgy?
Maybe.
KLRC Morning Show with Mark and Christy.
90.9 KLRC.
We did not get a chance really to talk about this on Friday because the details were literally just starting to come out. But the news came out on Friday, if you have not heard, even though it's been all over the internet. I saw it on Friday night. It was on ABC World News. The Mandisa. Well, to be with Jesus, and she passed away in her home on Thursday night, and it's like, wow, I think it doesn't feel real. Like, I mean, when somebody's that young, just, oof.
And you can see all the lives that she has impacted. I mean,
yes,
all over the world, and so many artists, celebrities, regular old Joes like you and me, like all of us just having experienced a moment with Mandisa where her music has impacted, her words have impacted the world. It's pretty incredible and such a loss.
Yeah.
So definitely prayers for her family.
It's interesting watching people chime in about just what they learned from her. So many artists said she was the most encouraging artist you could ever be around. Just love to support other artists. Somebody else posted about, she taught us to forgive even when the other person hasn't asked for forgiveness. And then they shared the video when she was way back when on American Idol.
Mm.
And I'd forgotten about when she was up there. And Simon, one of the judges, basically just ridiculed her publicly. And she was just gracious and kind and offered forgiveness, even though, as far as I know, he never chose to ask for it. And I was like, man, even in that moment on national TV, she was able to reflect the light of Jesus that was inside of her.
Yeah.
So many different things. I was thinking about it over the weekend. Years ago, she was coming for a concert. And it was one of those like ladies' night out things, like an all girls' night concert. And they sent a request. She sent a request. She was like, hey, whatever city I'm in, I'm wondering if the morning show people will dance with me on stage. Now, here's the thing.
And you were there?
It was probably 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's back when Carrie was on the morning show. And, you know, I was like, you want what? And here's the thing. You can't say no to her. She was just so nice and joyful and fun. That.
So you got out there and danced on the stage.
Yeah. It was a Zumba thing.
Is there a video of this?
Hopefully
Please
not.
Please tell me.
Hopefully not.
Okay.
It was.
That makes me love her even more. I thought I couldn't love her even more, but now.
And I'm like, I don't know any other, but you can say no to her. Just that big smile. And she was so much fun. But literally my favorite, I think, memory of her was a few years ago, right in the middle of when all the George Floyd stuff had really hit its boiling point. And we had her on the morning show. I think she had a new song that was coming out. But the thing everybody was talking about was what was going on with the race relations, conversations, those kind of things. And there was, these big campaigns and all that. And I thought she had such wise perspective. She was like, I think the way this thing honestly gets better is in coffee shop conversations. More than big, giant campaigns, but to sit down with somebody who looks different, sees things differently, has experienced things differently, and just have honest conversations about it. Mm-hmm. And I thought, that's really, really wise. Mm-hmm. Really, really wise. And she had the ability to be so fun and so wise, which is just awesome.
Yeah.
And we're all going to miss the smile, the voice, but most of all her heart for sure. And she was really real. She would share often about a very deep struggle with depression. And I know just a little bit of what that's like. And it was just always helpful to have somebody else who was willing to say, yeah, that's a thing. Mm-hmm. It can be really hard. And there's a savior that wants to meet you in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm. The KLRC Morning Show with Mark and Christy.
90.9 KLRC.
Mondays, we get to pick a new KLRC Teacher of the Week, sponsored by John Brown University Graduate Education, where you can earn your master's degree in teaching. Changing the world starts in the classroom.
And this week, we are honoring Miss Karen Hodges at Cookson Hills Christian School in Kansas, Oklahoma. Kennedy Jackson, she's a third grader, wrote in and said she should be Teacher of the Week because, number one, she's so nice. She helps us with the hard stuff. And she gives us ring gets. I don't know what that is. Oh, well, geez. She says it's play money. That they get when they do their best. So basically, she's paying off her kids.
Nice.
I'm just kidding.
A good teacher should.
Yeah. No, they have like a ring at party
like a
score.
A reward system.
Store. Yeah.
Okay. I love it.
She said she's always kind. She helps them work hard and helps them stay nice to each other.
Nice.
I love the wording on this. Uh-huh. I mean, she's a third grader.
Right. That's perfect.
And she takes the time to ask people if they are okay. And she tries to help us learn the gaps in our brain.
Because we all got them.
We do. Especially me. And she said she just helps us with everything. And I'm almost in fourth grade and I'm going to miss her so much. So we just love that.
That's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. Miss Karen Hodges at Cookson Hills Christian School for making a huge difference in her life and so many other kiddos.
And Kennedy, thanks so much for telling us about your teacher. That means John Brown University is going to honor Miss Hodges with a $50 Visa gift card this week. pretty awesome.
She can get her ring it party that she needs.
Yes, indeed.
Now.
By the way, there is still time this school year. If you have a student that wants to nominate a teacher, you can go to klrc.com/teacher.
The KLRC Morning Show with Mark and Christy.
90.9 KLRC.
Love to hear when people are listening to the positive difference all day long at work. And Mondays, we get to tell you thank you and bring some goodies.
Mm-hmm. And this week, we're honoring the Mana Center here in Siloam Springs.
They are our KLRC Office of the Week. Let's see if we can get a hold of somebody.
Good morning, Mana Center.
Hi, good morning. Is Marla there?
This is she.
Marla, good morning. This is Mark and Christy from KLRC.
Oh, well, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, good morning. We wanted to call and let you know that the Mana Center is our KLRC Office of the Week.
Oh, my goodness. What a blessing. Thank you.
So it sounds like y'all listen. In fact, you said the songs are very uplifting. It's a blessing to know that your family, we have family members that are all hearing the same message we are. We're one part of God's big family. We love that we get to support you guys as you guys do your part in the kingdom.
Oh, well, thank you. We're just here trying to help our neighbors just like you.
Mm-hmm. What do you do on the daily there at the Mana Center?
Well, we have a food pantry and a thrift store, and we're feeding about 40 to 50 families each morning through our food pantry. And then we give clothing to about 20 families each week.
Wow. That is awesome.
That's incredible.
Well,
we appreciate you guys.
We're going to show up this week and bring some Kaya chocolate, some Chick-fil-A, and some Joy House coffee for you and the crew. Sound good?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, absolutely.
The KLRC Morning Show with Mark and Christy.
90.9 KLRC.
Happy birthday!
This is just so exciting.
Let's keep this party going.
This is your birthday song. It isn't very long.
Hey, happy birthday.
Time for the Marketplace Grill Birthday Bash. It's Monday, April 22nd.
And celebrating this past Saturday, we missed it. Max Iberg turning 11. He turned 11 on Saturday.
Right. Happy belated.
Double digits is number one. That's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool birthday. And then also today, April 22nd, celebrating is Tatiana Page turning 31 and Stella and Natasha Taylor in Centerton having a birthday, as well as Kelly Callahan in Bella Vista. Owen Maddox, the Big Six in Cave Springs, and Daxton Leva turning 9, and Little Flock and Elliot Galeen turning 6 in Gravett. Shelby Bardwell in Springdale having a birthday. Elliot Galeen turning 6 in Gravett. Kate Langley in Springdale having a birthday today.
All right. And happy birthday yesterday. Carson Brown in Stillwell turned 16. Carolyn Hickey in Siloam Springs. Also, Mindy Nadding in Siloam Springs. Connor Miller turned 4 in Centerton. Leanna Dorsey in Siloam Springs. Ellie Albritton in Springdale turned 6 yesterday. Stephanie Rivera in Springdale as well. All celebrated birthdays yesterday.
A lot of birthdays going on.
I know.
Wow.
A packed randomizer this morning. We'll pick out one winner to get a gift certificate to celebrate with our friends at the Marketplace Grill. And congrats to Carolyn Hickey.
I don't know. When I went to the...